the Dunhams were just another pair of Kansas high school graduates. They stayed in touch with classmates and tried to attend alumni reunions when possible. But then in 2008, something happened that made their lives and their lineage national news. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It wasn't an unusual story. Two local teens got married just after high school graduation. They established careers and began a family.
Stanley Dunham graduated from El Dorado in 1936, and then Madeline graduated from Augusta. And then they married, lived here for a while, moved to Seattle and lived there for a while, and then landed in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Renee Albert shares the story of Stanley and Madeline Dunham at the Butler County, Kansas History Center. The couple moved to Seattle and later Hawaii, but they always remained in touch with the folks at their school here in Kansas.
Just from some of the things that we've read in old newspapers and stuff that he'd sent back to reunions about their life, it sounded like he kept in touch with his old schoolmates.
If you're still wondering why the Dunhams are an important couple, well, they had a daughter, Anne, who attended the University of Hawaii. There she met a Kenyan grad student, married, and their child was Barack Obama, which eventually made the Dunhams grandparents of a president. President Obama's grandmother was instrumental in raising young Barack in Hawaii, and he referred to her often in his 2008 campaign.
When the elections were first held, I remember there was a big exhibit put together because of the tie to someone running for president. How many people can say a president's family hails from their county? So that's kind of neat.
President Obama's grandfather, Stanley Dunham, died in 1992. His mother died in 1995. His grandmother, Madeline, though, lived to see her grandson's 2008 campaign. She cast an absentee ballot for her grandson, but died on November 2, 2008, just 2 days prior to his election. The museum here shares the story of the famous grandparents who hailed from the area. Traveling the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.